It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, six of the past eight trading days have seen higher closes, and the other 2 days with lower trading have been nearly unchanged, as noted by Friday's settlement of just 2 points lower than the prior day's settlement. Closing the week at 66.91 cents basis, the December contract. And as predicted and in line with activity for the year so far, the market's had a bit of a stumble at 67 cents. I think we can expect this to continue with an upward bias, however, and I think as more significant price resistance sits up at 68 cents and this 68 cent mark, in my opinion, is going to be challenged. It's the top basically of this trading range has been around for so long. But now I remain of the opinion price advancement is going to stall in the short term near the 67 cent area, maybe the 68 cent area, but nevertheless, I think it's going to stall in the short term. And I think there was just going to be too much grower selling between 67 and 69 cents to support any kind of move to 70 cents at the present time. I think a push to 70 cents should be expected, but I think it's at least 4 to 5 to maybe even 6 weeks away. I think to maintain upside momentum in this market, we've got to see a successful challenge of the 67 cent level, and we've got to move across to a close above 67 and a half cents. Now, if we make that accomplishment and it sets the stage, then for the 68.15, 68.15, 68.20 level, which I think would open the door then for an attempt fully at 69 cents, maybe a little bit higher. Again, it's, we're going to uncover a good bit of grower hedging in that level. But for now, it appears the market's just going to attempt to consolidate and hold on to this 600 points or 500 points, maybe lose a little bit, but hold on to this 600-point gain before we try to push it any higher or much higher anyway. I think additionally the consolidation phase that I believe we have entered, I think price slippage is going to need to stay above 64.5 cents. I think a close below that would allow for price slippage all the way down below 64 cents, and it's important, in my opinion, to see the mills express demand at prices above 65 cents. Now, to date, we have seen a little bit of demand above 65 cents, and that's very positive in the market, but we're going to need to see that continue if we're going to get this market and push it up a little bit higher. I think in some way we're seeing demand there. Well, we're certainly seeing sales, but at the same time, the certificated stocks continue to decline. It's a slow decline, but it's been extremely consistent, most unusual to me anyway. It's a 1 to 2,000 bales drop just literally almost every single day, and I think that's a hint that demand will continue to be active. Now, as we look at the crop size, moving on to the supply a little bit, well, lots of questions remain with respect to the U.S. weather, with respect to the size of the U.S. crop. I'm hearing more and more folks suggest that the Texas crop, one phrase, was grossly underestimated by USDA. Market is at a level that can be easily defended and has a bias to the upside. I think it's a bias above 70 cents. However, I think until we get through some of this grower hedging right at and below 70 cents, it's going to be like pulling teeth going through there. But I'd like to bounce to the upside of the market. Thank you so very much, and enjoy.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.